Right now, we're joined in the studio as we speak by Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger, who has a page of notes from
busy meetings and things. It's good.
And
it's good stuff.
How are you doing?
We're doing fine. It's dreary outside, so we get a lot of work done indoors.
Is that how it works? That's why you have to take the summer off from meetings, right? So you can get outside and enjoy.
I actually did a walking tour downtown yesterday to look at the public spaces. Mm-hmm. Travis Creighton and Mia Candy and Meg McGurk and some Chapel Hill town folk. We walked all around to talk about these public spaces and how we're trying to activate them, make them people more aware of places they can be that are public. It's very interesting. Meg talked about how we're this tradition and culture of property rights, and people don't feel like they can go onto something unless there's a sign specifically saying you are welcome
here. You are allowed.
Here.
Yeah.
So we're going to try to work more on that signage because we do have some really neat spaces downtown that are not being utilized very well because public doesn't know that they can be
What's
there.
What's an example of that?
Well, on top of the Wallace deck. Have you been up there?
Oh,
to that
yeah.
spot?
I mean, to see the movies.
Yeah, the movies,
the
but just during the day, it's a nice place to sit. There's mm-hmm. some pretty greenery up there. We are working on it this summer to do some waterproofing, but it's neat. At the corner of Franklin and South Columbia Street right there, the Baptist Church welcomes people in the little garden on the corner. You're welcome to go in. It's lovely. And then we're working with UNC at opening the garden next to the IT Center and having people be able to spend time there.
Oh, yeah, because that's always so gated. It looks so nice, but there's gates around it all the time.
And then people don't think about going up to McCorkle Place because they think it's university, but university is public, state property. And I'm not saying we're wanting to hold big festivals there or anything, but just to have a sense of place and space and somewhere to be.
Yeah, so, and McCorkle Place, definitely, because I remember, last year, 2 years ago, and I was having this exact same conversation with Mark Lanchman when he was mayor and coming on the air and saying, I think we were talking about Carolina Square and that going up, and there's going to be a green space, and it's really nice to have a green space downtown. It's like, there is a green space downtown. It's called McCorkle Place. Use it. Go there now. It's
well, there'll
fun,
be
but
more.
You gotta,
Carolina Square is going to have a nice big, almost over a little half an acre of green space and activate across from that. While it's not green, it's still public space at 140 West.
At 140 West,
And we're looking at ways that we can activate that space better as well.
All right, awesome.
And helpful. So, it was good. And then looking at the alleyways, we're going to be spending some time really kind of making our alleyways better and more inviting and more signage to let people know to come through.
I know Meg McGurk's excited about the alleyways.
Yeah, we've been cleaning up our boxes, too. I like plants, so I'm like, let's take out all this. They're too much in the boxes. So we've been reducing the amount of stuff in the planter boxes so that each thing that's in there is a little more noticeable and
nice,
vibrant, some color. And it's I've got remulched just before graduation. It all looks good.
Very cool.
So this morning I was at the State of the Union for Research Triangle Partnership, and it was fascinating, very similar type news. We are becoming that innovation center, this region. And I like thinking about us as a region. I mean, Chapel Hill, we want our part too.
Right.
But as a region, we're highly educated. We have over 16 different higher learning facilities in this region. 46% of the people that live here have college degrees or some kind of extenuated degree, and companies like that. They want to come here to take advantage of our quality of life, but our educated, this talent pool that we have here, and the fact that we do want to be innovators. So we're moving away from being the tobacco farming, furniture manufacturing, the way the rest of the country thinks of us, into that innovative place. And that's what I've been saying. That's a great place for us to move into, and Chapel Hill needs a piece of that. We need those commercial office spaces to have those companies want to be in Chapel Hill.
How important is it for, and I'm thinking about this because the Chapel Hill Alliance for a Livable Town, CHALT, has a forum coming up that they were just sending the word out about today, so it's on my mind at the beginning of next month about attracting high-tech businesses and keeping them in Chapel Hill.
Yes.
There's going to be a forum on June 7th, I think it is, and we'll be talking about that as it gets closer to the day. But one of the speakers at that is going to be someone who started the business in Chapel Hill and moved it to the RTP.
Right.
Sort of the idea behind the meeting is how can we attract businesses and get them started up and then keep them in Chapel Hill. So how important is it for Chapel Hill to actually keep businesses within city limits as opposed to just spreading them out into the greater triangle?
Well, while we want to be good partners in our region, literally we only have about 2% of the commercial office innovative space in the region, and we're a much bigger portion of the population than that. By having those spaces here and keeping those companies here, jobs and energy stay here, and so the graduates that come out of UNC that do want to stay in Chapel Hill have opportunities with jobs and spaces to do that. But these are incredible companies that, I mean, they're spinning them off. I've go to all the innovation lectures tours and opportunities on campus just to hear more about what's going on with the hospital system and the university system. They are really going into the makerspace business as well. They're getting ready to tell us about the space that we've worked together to figure out how Launch can have a place to land and stay in downtown Chapel Hill. Those commercial spaces that have already been approved and working with developers to go ahead and build the commercial places to put people.
A million square feet. Right?
Yeah, yep. 1.9.
2 million square
almost
feet.
Almost 2
okay.
million. And then Carolina Square coming on board next summer with some office space too. It's going to be a real big help for keeping those companies here, keeping jobs here, which will reduce our traffic flow. If you can live and work here, then you don't have to commute to the Triangle Park or Durham or all those places.
So great that the RTP is doing really well.
Yeah,
we can have that here too in the Triangle still
We can
benefits.
Have a bigger slice of that. We can be part of the team, but we should have a bigger slice of all that's going on.
All right. Speaking with Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger, who I know you've got a long list of just things that you've been doing all week. So you had the walking tour of Chapel Hill, state of the RTP. What else?
Met with several folks, P.H. Gregg and Joe Riddle and Mr. Pendergraph, who own property downtown, looking at downtown opportunities for making more of that commercial space. The problem is you can't build it till we can park it. So we're short. We know we're short. We've got all these, the new parking. The council was all excited about the new parking initiatives and the pilot program for the summer to help create more visible spaces. But in reality, we need more spaces. So you can't build any more office space downtown until we have a place to park it. So we're trying to work with property owners downtown and the merchants. We want to make sure this all works together. So we had an option put in front of us, or just an idea of making a building on the 415 lot that the town owns and putting a parking deck behind it. Met with these property owners to get their input, to make assure them we want to work with them and try to figure this out. And the long-term picture for downtown, we're going to need another parking deck that we control. We only control about 30% of the parking as a town right now. The rest is either privately owned or part of the university. And shout out to the university, great partners on opening the arms on the parking lots on Rosemary Street at 4 o'clock so we can get the people who work in the service industry a place to be as they come in between that 4 and 4:30 time frame to start their shifts, and then they're not taking up the parking spaces in the deck or on the other lots there. So,
and I'm always afraid of telling people about those lots because there's such a great secret if you know where those lots are on Rosemary. There's three of them right there.
I've gotten fussed at by people who use them and know about them. I don't think the general public really knows as much about them, or visitors don't know either. Our parking is still confusing. We're doing more work. The parking meetings are continuing. We've got a work group working on this, as well as another company evaluating that does this for a living to tell us what best practices are. We're going to be making a lot of changes that are going to be, I think, really positive changes for the town, and being able to park it so that we can then have those office spaces, we can have the workers. And when you have people in office spaces downtown 12 months out of the year, that helps all your other businesses downtown, the restaurants, the shops.
Because those people work there, and then they go and shop, and they stay here
after work. And so there's just these opportunities to help make downtown a lot more vibrant, and that energy from those spinoff companies. I mean, how cool. I've gotten to see all these wonderful companies and presentations by people creating the companies, and mostly students, but sometimes it's individuals within our community. And the ideas that are coming out are just incredible. And these are things that we call it light manufacturing or advanced manufacturing. Mm-hmm. It's not the way we think of a manufacturing plant with 3D printers and all that comes with that. It's amazing what can be done today.
Yeah, you can have it be in like a space that just looks like a Google facility with like all the high tech and curved everything, and then it's a manufacturing facility.
And how cool is that we have those opportunities here in Chapel Hill because of all these universities and highly educated. We had a presentation from the Cisco executive this morning talking about they just came here with a few people, and now look at them, you know, the 5,000 or whatever employees. It's amazing, and the things they're doing, the patents that are coming out of there, the activity that's coming out of those companies, that's just so new and energetic full that we didn't see 25 years ago in this region.
Yeah.
I got past that.
All right.
So we did the walk. Oh, the Metro Mayor's meeting tomorrow.
Should say for people who can't see what's good, it's like Pam has this long list of like, I did this on Monday, this on Tuesday, this also on Tuesday, this also on Tuesday.
It wasn't just me.
Yeah.
Jeannie helps me so much. We say she keeps me organized. We keep flowing, and there's too much for two people. We have a good time then.
Yeah.
The Metro Mayors are meeting again tomorrow in Raleigh, mm-hmm. coming together because the state legislature is in session, talking about what changes, what we're looking at, those kinds of opportunities.
House budget just passed today, right?
Well, what does that mean?
Yep. They lifted the light rail cap.
If the Senate
does it too, that's
yeah,
the, that's
we're
the
good.
Now.
We're good.
Yeah.
So there's just all kinds of economic development pieces in there, and trying to figure out the whole sales tax distribution. All those kinds of things are important to know. But it's also just a good way to share best practices. I found the Metro Mayors are just we share similar interests, concerns, challenges, highlights, and it's really good to have someone else to ping off. I actually took a driving tour through Salisbury last weekend as I was headed down to Atlanta. They've really revamped their downtown with art and landscaping, and they don't have the universities that we have. They have some other universities to work with, but this whole revitalizing downtown and using art as an incentive, which brings me into, we're going to be reviewing our cultural arts plan on Monday night.
Very nice.
So come out and share your opinions. We're in budget season for the town. Come out and share your opinions. We want to hear. Send us an email, whatever you're thinking about what you'd like to see or what you'd like to encourage or advocate for. We've had a few requests so far, but we welcome the public's input on all that.
And as far as arts go, that's a potential tie-in for UNC too, right? Because the other news today that just came out, Emil Kang just got named assistant to the chancellor for the arts, and he's spearheading this arts initiative that's going to be campus-wide, and that's Chapel Hill too. That's huge. Yeah.
Yeah. No, it is. And with the new Performing Arts Center in Carolina Square, we're going to have more opportunities for more kinds of different, and I would like to see us put some art downtown. We're excited about that, so I'm looking forward to having this arts plan put in front of us, and we're also going to be sharing about our open data source that's coming out, and we're going to hear a presentation on open data from our town. So exciting things are happening in Chapel Hill.
Very cool.
Yeah.
All right. Speaking with Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Hemming, or anything else on the on that list?
I'm sure
on
I'm skipping
for,
a few.
On tap for next week, budget public hearing and a public hearing on another thing. I'm blanking.
We have some. Well, we just did the sign ordinance. We did the first sign ordinance budget hearing. We're revamping our sign ordinance after 25 years, having the same one to be more current and help businesses. You've got me there. I haven't read my notebook all the way through.
Oh, Evesis Fordham.
The roads. Sorry.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Come see at 6 o'clock.
I'm flipping it. We're both flipping
there we
through
go.
Pieces
I know,
of paper.
All these
yes,
lists,
Evesis
yes.
Fordham at 6 o'clock. Right.
We have the road plan up for information so people can actually interact with our staff and ask questions. I plan on being there too. Mm-hmm. And then we have a presentation about the process and status of and the scope of those projects that are going on.
Yep.
And like again, all the construction going on. I know people are starting to already kind of notice, complain, figure it out, but it's on the webpage. Please go look. And our Food for Summer is on, you know, moving along too. And I had the article in the paper. Just want to say if you can help, we can use you. If you can just help one time deliver food to the children, it is an incredible experience. I guarantee you, you'll get more out of it than you'll give because it's just a wonderful, wonderful experience.
How has the response been as far as
pretty well? We have a couple interns working on, and people are starting to volunteer and sign up and put in. It's getting organized. We're getting the sites, the specific about each site down so that we can figure that out and the coordination effort. So that's moving along. You can donate to the program. And people say, well, why is it so important? And I'm just like, think about how you act and feel when you are hungry.
Yes.
Okay? So kids are growing. They're even more hungry.
Yep.
You don't make the best decisions. You don't think clearly. You don't really learn as well unless you have food. And food is just such an important part of our whole design that it's always been proven effective that kids learn better, people are happier, and do and just grow more in all kinds of ways if they have food.
Yeah. I actually noticed this yesterday. I was driving home, and I never get off the air until 7 o'clock, so I don't get to have dinner until after that. So I always get off the air hungry, and I'm driving home like... road rage is happening for no apparent reason.
Little
like I'm
cranky,
yelling at drivers for going a little bit too slow through the light and sticking me at it. It's like, oh, it's because I'm hungry.
Well,
think
about what that feels like on a daily basis.
Yes.
So it's very important. It's helpful. It helps our community. So love to have you sign up. Go to the website, Food for the Summer, and sign up.
Foodforthesummer.org. Yes. All right.
Great.
Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Hemminger, thank you so much.
Thank you.